The Prime Minister of Bhutan is hosting a summit at UN headquarters on Monday entitled Well-Being and Happiness, Defining a New Economic Paradigm. Bhutan has long argued that current measurements of national well-being are too tied to economic performance, and world leaders should think differently about how they measure success. Over 200 participants from around the world will come to New York to attend the meeting. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has the story.
Happiness, a word that has a different meaning to different people, which is maybe why it isn't used much when measuring a nation's economy, but one small Himalayan kingdom thinks it should. Last year, Bhutan was the prime mover in the resolution Happiness Towards a Holistic Approach to Development. It was part of the kingdom's effort to promote its idea of gross national happiness. The term was developed after international organizations noted the poverty in Bhutan, which is significant. But Bhutan's leaders have countered with the argument that polls show the people of the nation are much happier than those in surrounding countries. Bhutan's development policy is based on not growing too fast, that economic growth should not come at the expense of the well-being of the people or the environment. Jigme Tinle is Bhutan's prime minister.
We have come here to offer our notion of what might be a useful idea for the world to consider, having in particular succeeded in implementing this particular model of which is a holistic, sustainable, inclusive development paradigm.
That is why the Royal Government of Bhutan is convening a high-level meeting on happiness and well-being, defining a new economic paradigm, on April 2, 2012, at the United Nations headquarters in New York. This meeting will initiate the next steps towards realizing the vision of a new well-being and sustainability-based economic paradigm that effectively integrates economic, social, and environmental objectives. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.